Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Kitchen garden offers down-to-earth advice from the finest minds in gardening to make sure you get the tastiest produce from your plot. Packed every month with hints and tips on growing your own fruit and veg, it's perfect for beginners and experts alike.
We have 7 different offers available exclusive to our podcast listeners, so there's something for every budget. And don't forget that all subscribers are eligible to sign in to our Subs Club on the Kitchen Garden website.
So go to www.classicmagazines.co.uk/KG229 for all the details.
Question time. Got a fruit or veg problem? Ask Kitchen Garden for help. This month's expert panel: Guy Barter, RHS Chief Horticulturalist; Emma Rawlings, Deputy Editor, Kitchen Garden Magazine; David Patch, Professional Nurseryman, RV Roger Limited; Anne Swithinbank, Contributor to Radio 4's Gardener's Question Time; Steve Ott, Editor, Kitchen Garden Magazine. Old Wives' Tale, Old Bean. I read somewhere that you should spray your runner beans with water when they flower to help them set. Is this necessary? And if so, how does it help? Tom Fawcett, Durham. Anne says, spraying runner bean flowers with water is now widely considered to be an old wives' tale, and I agree. Should the weather be dry, you'd be better off directing the water at their roots and then spreading a good mulch of well-rotted compost over them to seal moisture in. Hot weather at night, above 16 degrees C or 61 Fahrenheit, can affect beans setting because high temperatures hinder pollen grains from germinating and producing a tube down to the ovary. I can remember my father watering his beans in the evening and spraying a little up under the foliage to cool them down. He always used to grow a white-flowered sort, like White Lady, in case we had a heat wave, as he believed they cope better with setting in hot weather. To sum up, I think spraying might actually damage the flowers, but on hot nights, watering in the evening would be an advantage. The new runner bean varieties with French bean don't require cross-pollination and seem very ready to set in all situations. If you have trouble with setting, opt for Moonlight, Firestorm or Stardust. Cut and runners. What do I do with strawberry runners when my plants are fruiting? Should I just cut them back? Also, when can I leave them on, and how many per plant, to create more plants? Barbara Innes, Isle of Wight. David says, strawberries crop best in the second, third and fourth years of their lives. After that, they can start to produce less fruit. If your plants are still young, cutting off the runners as soon as they emerge will let the plant pull all its energy into producing a bumper crop of large, tasty fruit. If you think it's time to start replacing your plants, leave the runners on and then in early autumn, when they have rooted, carefully cut the runner from the mother plant and pot up. The 3 or 4 runners closest to the parent are normally the strongest. Only ever propagate from healthy plants. Viruses can affect plants after a while, at which point it is best to buy some certified virus-free stock and replant in a fresh area. My rhubarb is flowering. My rhubarb, Livingston, which I decided to pot up, started to flower. Is this a good sign? Janice Sharkey, Glasgow. Emma says, it is not a great sign that your rhubarb is sending up a flower. It could be the stress of being moved or confined to a pot. If the compost has dried out at any time or even been too wet, this could have stressed the plant, encouraging flowering. Equally, just extremes of weather or anything unusual in its environment can suddenly trigger a flower bud to form. It is best to cut out the flower spike as low down as you can get, as it may weaken the crown of the rhubarb. If you are growing rhubarb in a container, it needs to be a large one. Size of pot obviously depends a bit on the size of the crown planted, but aim for at least 7 to 10 centimetres or 3 to 4 inches around the crown in the centre of the pot. Lesser known brassica pest. For the last 20 years, we have had attacks of swede midge on our allotments at Sturminster in Dorset. Cauliflowers and cabbages are the worst affected. So little seems to have been written about this pest. The only book I have seen that mentions this pest of brassica is The Vegetable Expert by Dr. Hesseon. Most information seems to come from Canada, where it is a pest of oilseed rape. Are we very unlucky in Sturminster, or is it being overlooked elsewhere? Barry Cuff, Dorset. Guy says, swede midge generally causes only minor damage and is probably quite common, but often overlooked or confused with cabbage root fly, which can also damage the growing tips of plants. However, it can occasionally cause almost complete crop loss in a few unlucky localities. No insecticides are approved for its control, but covering crops with fleece or insect-proof mesh well before the pest's egg-laying next month should protect your crops. All brassicas should be grown on ground that did not carry brassica crops or related weeds, shepherd's purse, for example, the preceding year, as the midge overwinters in the soil. Mesh should be supported by hoops in case the midge lays eggs through the weave where the crop touches the mesh. Most damage is caused by the first June generation, and the two subsequent generations cause less harm, so taller crops can later be uncovered. Covering will also exclude the pigeons and deer so numerous in your region and largely prevent cabbage root fly and caterpillars. Garlic rust. How serious? This is the first time I am growing garlic. I planted it last year, but am confused as it has new growth growing from the middle and has rust on the leaves. Any advice would be great on how to treat or whether I've wasted my time and have to throw them away. Lisa James, Bristol. Steve says, your garlic looks pretty normal to me, and there is no problem with the way the plants are growing. Rust is a common disease of many members of the onion family, including garlic, and there is little you can do to control it once it is on the leaves. However, if your plants are strong and otherwise healthy, they will often go on to grow through it and produce a decent crop despite the problem. In future, make sure you don't add too much nitrogen fertiliser, which makes the leaves soft and more prone. And don't plant too close together to allow air to flow around the plants. Otherwise, I certainly wouldn't pull your plants up, as there is every chance you'll get a good crop, especially if the summer is good and warm. In dry spells, it is a good idea to water regularly, but avoid splashing the leaves if you can so you don't spread the disease. Watch out for yellowing collies. Cauliflower curds can lose their whiteness in the sun, so cover them with the outside leaves of the plant to protect them. Glasshouse whitefly. Whitefly can cause problems on greenhouse, polytunnel peppers, cucumbers and tomatoes. Use yellow sticky traps or bug killer sprays widely available from retail outlets. Cabbage white butterfly. Check for cabbage white butterfly eggs and or caterpillars on your cabbages and remove by hand before they cause damage. Write in and win. Every question wins a prize. Our star question winner will receive vouchers worth £25. The writers of all other questions, printed, will receive a £10 voucher. They can be redeemed against any products in the latest Mr. Fothergill's catalogue, which will be sent out with the vouchers, so you can choose from the massive range of quality products, including seeds and garden equipment. To receive a free catalogue, call 08453 710 518. Or visit www.mr-fothergills.co.uk. Email questions to tflanagan@mortons.co.uk or post to Question Time, Kitchen Garden, Morton's Media Group, Media Centre, Morton Way, Horncastle, Lincolnshire, LN96JR. Please include your full address on letters and emails. We do not publish full addresses.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.